So Mem has a lot of beautiful sugyas and very nakeya cleaning for Pesach. So it's good to talk about. But first there's two inyanim on Mem Dalet that I thought I just want to speak about briefly. The first one is so halacha lemaisa that I just thought it's very important to just bring out. And we're talking about the din of Kazayis Toch Achilas Pras, that this is Starfus in Kazayis Toch Achilas Pras. Gemara is talking about Nogeya, Surim, and Malchus, but there's a part of it that's Nogeya several times every day. So just could I just say a few words about it? That the din of Tzir of Kazayis Toch Achilas Pras is Nogeya Legabe Bracha Chrona and benching, that if there's a tziruf to an achila, so you have to have bracha chrona, and if not, you don't. So there's a piece in our Gemara that's very, very nogeya. Just what exactly is this shir? How do we evaluate the shir? The basic din for stam, pasha things you're eating, eating a bagel. So a pras of a bagel is like 3/5 of a bagel. So if you eat a kazayas, which is a ninth of that shear, whatever that comes out in parts of a bagel, it's not really so much. So that shear, you'd be chayiv to bench. If you eat it in the shear, you'd eat 3/5 of a bagel, which is about, you know, no one likes to take a stance what that is, but I just on my own measurement, it came up between 3 and 4 minutes. Now, in our Gemara, there's a point here that Achronim make a big deal about, is what if you're eating something that you're eating it slowly, because that's the sort of thing you eat slowly. A bagel, you can eat fast. But what if, let's say you're eating hot chunks? It's very hot, so it's very hot. You can't just eat it at 3 eggs worth of it in the speed you eat a bagel. Anything that's hot coffee, how do you evaluate the shear of tziruf? So the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, on the beginning of on Yom Kippur, he writes there that based on our Gemara, L'chaira, we see that Kedei Achilas Pras, it's a standard objective shear of time. He said it doesn't matter what you're eating, even if you're eating something very hot and you eat it very slowly, you still, the shear is Achilas Pras. He says, because look at our Gemara. Our Gemara talks about Kutuch. And our Gemara says that Kutuch, it seems, really has quite a bit of chametz in it. It says it's more than a ninth chametz in the Kutuch. More than a ratio of 1 to 9. There's a significant amount of chametz. And therefore, be'etzem, you should be chayiv malchus. You should be able to eat a kazayis worth of chametz and a achilas pras of Kutuch. But the Gemara says, afal pikein, you're not going to get malchus because it's not normally eaten so quickly. Kutuch, you can't eat kutuch so quickly. The Gemara says, "Kasarif ka'achole." If you like take it down in an unusual way, batla daita etzel kolada. No one eats kutuch that way. Kutuch is a sharp dip, and you eat it slowly. You eat it as a dip. You don't just drink kutuch. So therefore, even though there's chametz in it, but there's not the amount of chametz that would get a kazayis toch achilas pras. Toch achilas pras don't have a kazayis. Now, the toch achilas pras of kutuch, you'd get a kazayis. But to eat 3 beitzim of kutuch is going to take a long time, and therefore it's going to be more than achilas pras. So that's what the Gemara says. So it says the Tosefes Yom Kippur. We see from here that even if what you're eating, you have to eat very slowly, so it doesn't affect the length of Achilas Pras. Achilas Pras is still the shear, 3.5 minutes, whatever it is. And therefore, if you're eating something that takes a long time to eat, so you won't make a bracha chrona. Right? So that seems poshut. Right? He says so too with coffee. You drink a hot coffee, it takes you a long time to drink it. Okay, that's your problem, but it doesn't change the length of Achilas Pras. So the Minchas Chinuch in Shinir Gimel, so he says he thinks that Tosefes Yom Kippur's raya is not a good raya. He says you can learn our Gemara differently. You could say that in a chinami, everything goes by Achilas pras goes by how long it takes to eat a pras of that which you're eating, that which we're discussing. If you, whatever it is we're discussing. But the Gemara is saying in Kutzach, you don't have a kazayis telch achilas pras, because we're talking about the din of eating chametz. Chametz you eat pretty quickly. The reason you're eating the chametz slowly is because it's mixed in this kutuch, and kutuch is a very sharp dip, and therefore in the mixture of this, whatever it is, this spoil, this sort of like sour cream, whatever it is, that's going to slow you down. And there's a lot of crumbs there. If you just have crumbs, you can eat it quickly. The problem is that it's in this mix of this dip, and this dip you can't eat quickly. So therefore you're going to have to eat your chametz very slowly. But the etzem chametz is something that you eat. You eat quickly. But if we were talking about something that derech is to eat slowly, right? Let's say chaylev. The derech is to, you don't eat chaylev so quickly, right? The fat. I won't be able to eat it so quickly. So that we'd say, oh, you have as long as you eat the kazayis in the shear of achilas pras of chaylev. So that's the mechasinus shita. It sounds okay until, you know, you think about it. Minchas chinuch is strange. Like, what if I eat a kazayis of sucking candy? It's a lollipop. Right, a lollipop, I eat it the regular way I eat lollipops. To have a kazayis pras of lollipops is going to take forever, right? So we'll end out, of course, minchas chinuch, I don't know what you say about this, but l'chayra, you should come out saying that as long as you eat, whatever you eat, as long as you eat it, the normal way to eat it, or even up to a ninth of the normal way of eating it, slowly it would be mitzarif to kazayis. There's another issue, though, which also comes up in our sugya, is what about for drinks? What's the shear for drinks? So it's interesting, our sugya talks about kazayis, talks about chilas pras, and it talks about kutach, but it also, L'chayr is talking about the sheicher hamadai. Sheicher hamadai, so it's a drink. If it's a drink, l'chayra, what should the shear be? So, in Rashi, he seems to say that b'sheicher hamadai, the shear is also achilas pras. However, there's a Rambam that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, has a girsa from the Tosefta, that by all drinks, the shear is not, the shear of what you have to drink is revius. And the shear of time to drink that revius for tziruf is kidei shtias revius. The amount of time it takes to drink a revius. So that, who knows what that is, right? Drink a revius in the time it takes to drink a revius. So that's going to mean that you really, according to that, and that the you have to drink in a, when Mishnah Berurah says, you have to drink quickly to make sure you drink, you know, whatever you drink. You're drinking your soda, make sure you drink it relatively quickly. That you should get a revius besoch shir shtias revius, and then you will have, then you'll be able to make a bracha chrona. Oh, so the Ravid was cholik on the Rambam. He says that Ikur Girsa is not that way. And the Gra is very strongly cholik on the Rambam. This is in Tafresh Yud Beis in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Gra says, thinks the Rambam is a shkaga. You have to change the Meschos of the Tosefta. He says, it can't be. How could it be? Kidei Shtias Revius. So he brings two stark riders against the Rambam. Both really are from the Gemara Krisis Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that the Isser Shasu Yayin, coming into the Beis HaMikdash when you're drunk, after you're drinking wine, is if you drink a Revius, the Gemara says, V'toch Achilas Pras. The Gemara is a Feirish. If you drink a Revius, V'toch Achilas Pras, you're also to come to the Beis HaMikdash or to Paschal Shaila. And the second thing it says, the Gabi becoming Tameh. There's a din that you become Tameh if you drink Mashkin Tmeyim. Drinks that are Tameh. So that's also if you drink a Revius, V'toch Achilas Pras. Rambam will have to say you'll have to Mechalik. So normally drinking is Kleishtius Revius. But by Shasu Yayin and by Mashkin Tzmeim, those are both dinim that we don't actually care about the Maisa Shtia. You don't need a Maisa Shtia there. The point is, it's the intoxication. The Yayin's being intoxicating you, or the Mashkin Tzmeim is being the tam of the person. It's nothing to do with the Maisa Shtia per se. And therefore, the Shir for Tzirif he gave ask the Achilles pras. But by stam shir shtia, the gabi surim, he'll use the shir of kadesh shtias rivias. So this basic shayla, so this is a shayla, it's brought, the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rambam, the Gra, so it's not like the Rambam, like the Ravid, the Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya, but what about drinking something that's hot? So we said that eating things that are hot, it's very mustaber to say, like Tosef Yom Kippurim, that just like by Kusach, you go by an objective shir of Achilles Prat. By drinking, it's a little bit interesting, because by drinking, it says Kadesh Shtias Revias. So what sort of shir is that? So what does it mean Kadesh Shtias Revias? How long does it take to drink a Revias? I have to always drink it faster than the normal time? Like, what exactly does that mean? So definitely more room to say. What I think Baruch has in mind is that when he's talking about a shir, that's not an objective shir, achilas pras. Achilas pras, okay, I know what that is. How long does it take me to eat 3/5 of a bagel? But what it's kadesh shtia, it just means what's normal for what I'm drinking. Here I much more hear what the Minchas Chinuch says. The Minchas Chinuch says that if you're drinking hot coffee, he actually talks about coffee. Hot coffee, you go by the way, whatever is normal. You're drinking it, it's a normal way you're drinking it. This is a normal speed of drinking this drink. This could be called Kadesh Shtias Revias. Could be it's more it's a Tosef Yom Kippurim and the Minchas Chinuch themselves are both talking about hot drinks. And they didn't make a chilek here. But I definitely hear more reason to hear the Minchas Chinuch's approach that we look at each thing you're drinking eating or drinking separately by this shir Kadesh Shtias Revias. In any case, bottom line halacha. I should say bottom line halacha. El Yashav says this in Krisus Yud Gimel. The take home is that when you're drinking, if you're drinking something cold, you should try to drink in Kadesh Shtias Revias. Whatever exactly that is, we don't know exactly, but Kadesh Shtias Revias. Mishnah Berurah says you should only have one pause in the drinking of the Revias. If it's hot, though, then if you're drinking it the normal way to drink it for hot, and it's in the shear of Kadesh Achilas Pras, whatever we're calling that, 3 minutes, so then you should say a bracha chrona. If it's longer than a kedoy achilas pras, so you're now in the shir of the achilas pras, then you should not make a bracha chrona.
If you're incapable of drinking it faster because of heat, or is it because, say, you have a fine wine and the manner of drinking it is to sit slowly over a large period of time?
Right. That's interesting. So the truth is, if I was to say, I would think that when Chazal gave the shear of Kadesh Shtias Revias, likely the stam shear is Yayin. You know, the Gemara says in Erevin and Daf Dalet that all Shivas Minim are used for Shiurim. And it says Yayin is for the shear of Revias for a Nazir. So I would say, if it is an objective shear, Kadesh Shtias Revias, you'd be Mashar with wine. So Mstama soda you drink faster than wine. So that could be, you know, what are you when you're stamp sitting drinking wine? What's the shear that you drink wine? We'll just say a very short point about a very big sugi. We spoke about Tarovis on Mem Dalet, but there's also a little sugi there about Basar B'Chalav. Happens to be maybe it's the most important Gemara about just what the nature is of Basar B'Chalav. The Gemara says it wants to learn time to eat from Basar B'Chalav. Learn from Basar B'Chalav. Why? Because Basar B'Chalav is, if the meat has gotten a taste of milk, it's Basar B'Chalav. You cook meat in milk. It's Basar B'Chalav. Even though you have meat, but you don't see any milk, the milk is just tam. So you see that tam of milk is milk. That's what the Gemara thinks. Therefore, we should say tam ki'ikr. The Gemara says no. It's a chiddush. Basar B'Chalav is a chiddush, and you can't learn from it. Why is it a chiddush? Because if you would soak it together and get the taste into the meat through soaking, when I told her that you'd be allowed to eat that. There's no isser of eating milk and meat together. The only isser is if it's cooked. It has to be cooked. Derech Bishol. Now the Gemara in Chulin actually adds on a point. It says, if so, why does it have to give taste at all? Why is Basar B'Chalav only Asr if the milk gave taste to the Basar? So the Gemara says, because Derech Bishol Asr Torah. The Torah says, don't cook meat in milk. So it has to be cooked the way you cook things. When you cook things, normally you only cook things together if one gives taste to the other, right? You won't cook something in milk if not that you want the milk to give taste to it, right? You don't put milk into your cake if not that you want taste of milk in your cake. So if you're cooking with milk, it means you want it to give taste, and therefore, basar v'chalav is only asr when the milk gives taste to the meat. So therefore, we can't learn from basar v'chalav. So the question is just, what's the havamina, what's the maskana, and what does it say about basar v'chalav? So I'll just, not to get into this too much, I'll just say what one mahalachin this is that there's been a big change here from the havamina to the maskana. The havamina is the problem of basar v'chalav is that you're eating milk and meat together. In a chinam, it has to be done through bishul, but the soda of the iser is milk and meat together, and therefore, if tam is not ke'ikr, your milk's fatal, and then there's no milk here, and then there's no iser. Because to be asr, it has to be milk and meat together. It's a little bit like we mentioned when we spoke about shatnez from Rav Chaim. They said, semer and pishtim yachtav, you have to have both semer and pishtim. But if there's a begish, a avid bo klayim, if you had a wool garment that has lost somewhere in it, and you don't know where it is, a thread of linen, it's mutter min atayra, because the linen's batel. It's batel, and if the linen's batel, it's not linen. If it's not linen, you don't have semer v'pishtim yachtav. So it has to be there. You have to have basar v'chalav there. The maskana, though, is that l'chayra, it has nothing to do with milk and meat together at all. Could be. That could be the maskana. The maskana is that it's a chiddush. The Torah is mechadish when you cook meat in milk and the milk is cooked with it. It's called cooked with it. And the explanation of cooked with it is that you cook it and some of the taste goes into the taste of the milk goes into the meat. So that becomes asr. That becomes asr. The Torah goes around that and that becomes asr. But not because the milk and meat is together, but because the meat, and even if the milk was batel, it would still be asr. But the meat itself and the milk, the meat itself becomes a chesed isura because it was cooked with milk. So this is no geya. I'll just say one point, halacha l'maisa. If you ever learn basar v'chalav, you'll see this is really a very long topic. But one thing no geya, halacha l'maisa to this, is what's the din if you have basar v'chalav and then you separate out the basar from the chalav? How do you have that? There's different halachic ways of doing this. Reality, I don't know how to do it, but halachic ways, there's different ways. I'll just mention one way that this could happen, that could actually happen in your kitchen. Right? Let's say you cook filet sticks in your pot, and then 12 hours later, you cook milchik in the pot. And then another 12 hours later, you cook macaroni in the pot. So there's a question in the postgame, what's the din of the macaroni? Could you eat the macaroni? So you remember, kelim only asr b'di'eved if it's a ben yomo. If less than 24 hours have passed since the last use. So here, it's been 24 hours since you cooked the fleishiks in the pot, but it's only been 12 hours since you cooked the milchiks in the pot. So therefore, when you cook your macaroni, in that macaroni you'll have a taste of milk that was cooked with meat, right? Cooked with taste of meat in it. However, you're not going to have the taste of meat in it, because the gabe, the meat is already 24 hours old. 24 hours old in a pot's not going to give a taste. So therefore, what's going to be the din of the macaroni? It has the, right, you understand the case? This macaroni has milk taste in it, milk of basar v'chalav, without the meat of basar v'chalav, because it's been halachically separated. Yeah, Fal.
The dish that you cook 12 hours in, the dairy dish, do we view that in and of itself? If I take that and put it out on the side, I can't eat that for sure, because
right,
within 12 hours. But can that, if I take, put that in a separate, in like another pot, like, would that make something else?
Wait, no, so that milk became basar v'chalav. The milchik became basar v'chalav because it has taste, old basar taste in it, 12-hour old butter taste in it.
So 12 hours after that is when you make the matzah.
Right. So 12 hours after that, now there's basar b'chalav, but there's only chalav at the basar b'chalav. So that's the lamech. So it's just I'll just tell you the machlokas. Very interesting machlokas here. The Truma Sadeshin says he thinks basar b'chalav is just like shatnez. He says just like shatnez. If you take the linen, you go to the shatnez checker, he finds linen in your wool suit, and he takes out the linen, the suit turns mutter. So to by basar b'chalav, you take out the chalav from the basar, it turns mutter. However, the shach says no. The shach writes in Sun Tzadi Beis, your dead Tzadi Beis. He says he doesn't think it's like that. It's not like kalayim. It's different. It's nothing to do with kalayim. You don't need basar b'chalav to be together. The pshat is since they were basar was cooked with chalav, the Torah says you did bishul be'iser. I said lots of ashal di b'chalav imo. You did bishul and it was a bishul. It becomes aser and now it becomes aser. The iser is the basar itself is basar iser. Just like the veil is aser, so too this basar turns into iser. Okay, so now the real sugya. Okay, the real sugya, the hard sugya here, is the sugya of the reva. We have in the sugya of reva a very important inin here about what's the din of chametz that's pachas mikashir. The Gemara tells us that dough in the cracks of an areva, the Mishnah tells us that dough, you don't have to worry about it. Dough in the cracks of the areva, unless you have a kezayis in makom echad. If there's a kezayis of dough in one place, then you have to worry about it and you have to get rid of that dough. But less than that, you don't have to worry about it. So the question is, why not? And what does that tell us about the din of bir chametz? So one thing you could say, Pasha you could say, is that the Mishnah is telling us that less than Kazayis v'makom echad, there is no din of bir chametz, you could keep that chametz on Pesach, and there's no problem of chetzi shir. And Pasha will be, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Beitzah, that the shir for Bal Yirah Bal Yimatz is a Kazayis, and in Mela, less than a Kazayis, you don't have to worry about it. And it seems to be the Pshat of the Gemara Memheim and Beis. The Gemara says that if you have half a kezayis of chametz in a house, you don't have to worry about it. The Gemara says if you have half a kezayis in one corner and half a kezayis in another corner, so it says then you have to worry that maybe when you sweep the house, the two pieces will come together. And then you'll have kezayis and makom echad. But if there's only one half a kezayis, so it's perfectly fine. The fear is just that maybe the two half kezayisim will come together, then you'll have kezayisim makom echad, and then you'll be in trouble because you'll have a kezayis in your house on Pesach. But less than that, you don't have to worry about that. So that would seem to be the Parshas HaGemara. If that's true, then you really don't have to worry about less than a kezayis. The whole din of bedika and cleaning your house is just to clean to make sure there's no kezayis of chametz. The real problem being achshash of kezayis in makom echad. Midrabanan were choshesh that if you have a kezayis in a room, your choshesh maybe you'll sweep it together. That would be mekel. The problem is that why should this be true? Why would it be true? So Shagas Aryeh discusses this because really we should say, what do you mean? Normally we assume b'kol tor kula that chetzi shirasim min atayra. That the Gemara says in Yuma, that Rabbi Yochanan says that even though for some things you need a kezayis to get malchus, but l'gabi being asur min atayra, even less than a kezayis, you eat a half a zayis of nevela, you already have been over an Isser Torah. And he gets this from a pasuk by chaylev. The pasuk says kol chaylev, that extra kol tells me anything, even if just a drop of chaylev is asur. And he says it from a svara. His svara is, he says, kevim d'chazil et starufi isura ka achal. Since it's you could be mitzare, therefore, avada, you're eating iser. If you weren't eating iser, it would never be mitzare. The fact that when you eat a full kezayis of nevela, you get malchus, that shows that every little bit, even a mashu of nevela, is aser to eat. And this did apply, it's learned from chaylev, but the Gemara says by Yom Kippur. You have Rashi in Shabbos, and Ayin Dalet. He goes to the Gemara there. The Gemara just says it's never pashit. It says it's pashit. It's usher to bake even less than a shear. You only get malchus, the Gemara says, if you bake a kigrogeris, a shear of a dried fig. But less than that, the Gemara says pashit is usher. And Rashi says it's pashit is usher because chetzi shear asur min haTorah. And with some of you apply it across the board, it's a svara, right? Rabbi Yochanan, he has a pasuk, but he also says it's a svara. The svara is that it's a part of an iser. It could be joined together to make an iser. So what about here by the din of beer and the iser of bali rab bali matze? So says the Shagas Aryeh, less than a shear is mutter min atayra. He says, why is it mutter min atayra? He says, it's because it's different. It's not chazil tzarufei in the way that achil is chazil tzarufei. If you eat, let's say you eat a half a kazayis of nevela. So fine. So that you don't get malchus for, but when you eat another half a kazayis, you do get malchus. Now, why do you get malchus when you eat the full kazayis? Because it turns out that since you ate a kazayis, each piece of that kazayis was usher to eat. It wasn't just usher to eat the last drop of the kazayis. Every piece of that kazayis was usher to eat. It's just that if you don't eat a significant amount, you're not going to get malchus. But each little bit is usher to eat. So it's chazil tzarufei, I mean, it could actually be, you could get malchus for this half a zayis you ate. Yeah.
If I have, let's just say, like 5 ounces right below a kazayis mouth, right? If I just toss that in my mouth and eat it, as opposed to ripping it into a bunch of small pieces, like even smaller pieces, and then eating it between 2 or 3 bites, do I get more lavin for every bite it is?
So no, the chayr all joins together into like a fuller lav. You can think of it like that. So Meili says, Bal Yirah is not like that, because if you have half a kazayis, if you own half a kazayis, so that half a kazayis you own, you're never going to get malchus for that half a kazayis that you own. If you add another half a kazayis, so then you'll own a full zayis, so then you'll get malchus. But for owning just a half a kazayis, you'll never get malchus. Right? If I own a half a zayis, and then I throw it out, and then I buy another half a zayis of chametz and throw it out, and then I get another half a kazayis of chametz and throw it out, I'll never get malchus. I mean, one half doesn't actually mitztarif to the other half. There's only malchus if you have a full kazayis in your house. It doesn't mitzarf the way of eating. Eating, if I eat half a kazayis now and half a kazayis 2 minutes later, I'll get malchus for both each half a zayis. But a half a zayis in the house, you'll never get kazayis. That moment, when you have a half a zayis, you won't get malchus for that. For that, owning that half a kazayis. An hour later, bringing another half a zayis, you'll get malchus for having a whole zayis in your house. But l'mafreya, nothing will l'mafreya ever become part of a chiyuv of malchus. Right, you hear that? If you have half a zayis in your house, you're not going to get malchus for having a half a zayis in your house. By achila, it's not like that. You don't have to eat one time eat a kazayis. There's a din of tziruf that eating a half now and 2 minutes later eating another half will be mitzarif. But for Bal Yirah, that issur is only there if you have a kazayis in your house. But that's his point. Some Zevon Achrom talk about it. Is this point a point that some don't understand the Svara Bechlal? What are we talking about? Who cares? Why is it different? What do you mean it's not Mastar? I'll just point. I want to bring up the Svara a little bit stronger. And if I bring the Svara a little bit stronger, maybe you'll hear. It's really very stark Svara. We have to talk just a little bit more about the whole din of Chetzi Shir Asur Min haTorah. What exactly is Rav Yochanan's Svara that Chetzi Shir is Asur? So we find the Gemara in Yuma that Rav Yochanan was really having a machlokes with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Chetzi Shir is not Asur Min haTorah, it's just Asur Drabbanan. And it's very interesting the Lashonos that they use. What exactly is the Isser? Reish Lakish says Chetzi Shir is Mutter Min haTorah. He says Achila Asur Rachman of Aleika. The Torah asks Achila, and you haven't done an Achila here. There's been no Achila here. No Achila. Eating means a kazayis. You haven't eaten a kazayis. Rav Yochanan says no. Avada isur ka'achol. You ate isur. And my raya is it's chazal sarufe. You could be mitzarif. Don't tell me you didn't eat. Avada you ate. You just didn't eat a shear. Machlokas. So what's the sort of that machlokas? Reish Lakish says less than a kazayis isn't eating. Reish Lakish says it is eating, it's just not a shir. So where's it coming from? So Pashas is coming from a Gemara of Chul and a Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara has there a machlokas of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan about what achila is. What means achila? Questions like this. The Gemara says, what happens if you eat a kazayis, exactly a kazayis of nevela? When you're finished eating, if you would look in the person's stomach, you'd find there's actually a little bit less than a kazayis, because a little bit of the kazayis of nevela is left in the person's mouth. He ate it. He ate it the way he normally eats, but when you eat, something's left in your mouth. Then he goes, washes out his mouth. So is he chayv or not? So Rav Yochanan says he's chayv because you ate a kazayis. Didn't all get to your belly, but you ate in the normal way of eating, you ate a kazayis. Reish Lakish says, no, you need to have, what achila is that you have a knot in your stomach of a kazayis. Memela, a kazayis didn't make it into your stomach. That's not called eating. The Gemara, meaning Rav Yochanan says achila means doing a pu'ula of eating on a zayis. Reish Lakish says eating is the hana in your stomach of having a kazayis in your stomach. That's called you ate. They have another machlokas. The Gemara says, based on that, is what's the din if someone eats a half a zayis of nevela and then throws it up and eats it again? Right? Same question they talk about if by matzah. What if you eat a half a zayis of matzah, throw it up and eat it again? Would he be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah?
Does it have to be the same half, or is it two different?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. So the Gemara gives the more gory case of you eat it, but the truth is we could make it much nicer and just have a different piece of matzah. Okay, but let's keep it gory.
Well, if it's two different shurim, then you might be able to say, well, this half, even though you didn't retain it in your stomach, you still chewed half of it.
Right, okay. I hear that. That's interesting. Well, the Maaseh of the Gemara doesn't make that point. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, you'll be chayiv, even if it's the same piece of nevela. L'chayiv and matzah, the same thing, right? If someone only had a chetzi shir of matzah, and they ate it, threw it up, and ate it again, Rav Yochanan would say, you're yotzei, because you did a maisa achila on a kazayis.
Even though it's not normal to eat it.
Right. Okay, so maybe it's not true. Let's I don't want to imagine it even, so let's assume it's not true. that part. Maybe it'll be puzzle from achila, won't have to say matzah. Okay, But that's what the Gemara says. Rav Yochanan says you have to do a mais achila on a kazayis. We don't care what's in your stomach. Reish Lakish says we have to have in your stomach, we have to have a kazayis. That's what makes it eating. Less than that's not called eating. You feel. If you have it in your stomach, that makes you feel like, oh, I feel something. You know, that's my sense in my stomach. When I have a kazayis, I sense that, oh, I ate. Zim Kane can understand beautifully the machlokes by Chetzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Rav Yochanan says Chetzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah because the question is are you doing a maisa of achila? Chetzi Zayis is also a maisa of achila. Why don't I get malchus? I didn't eat a shir. It's not a significant achila, but I did do a maisa achila. Right? Reish Lakish says no. What's achila? Achila is a hana of kazayis in your stomach. The mela, if you don't have a kazayis in your stomach, that's not a chila. It's not a half an isser. It's not an isser. The isser is don't eat. Eat means don't have a kazayis worth. Don't ingest a kazayis. L'maisa, you had a chetzi zayis. You didn't do what the Torah said you shouldn't do. The Torah said don't eat nevela. I didn't eat nevela because I don't have that hanah in my stomach. Memela, I did half an isser. Half an isser is not the isser. Memela, if it's not an isser, it's mutter. Mamela is only Asur Drabbanan. So the Maisi Beholak Rav Yochanan, but I want to pull one thing out of this. It's the Chayra, it's very clear the Shagas Arye Svar. By eating, you could talk about Chetzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, because it's a pu'ula, it's a maisa. I'm eating. I ate. Don't tell me I didn't eat. I didn't completely eat. I didn't eat v'shleimus, but I did eat. I did a maisa achila. But if the isser is a different type of isser, if I tell you the isser is owning and the shir is a kazayis, so the isser is owning a kazayis. it becomes even clearer when we understand what's the shaychus of kizayis to bal yirah bal yimatzeh. The shaychus is that if you own a kizayis, the pasuk says, don't own a kizayis. If you own a kizayis, you might come to eat the kizayis. Don't have a kizayis in your house. If I don't have a kizayis in my house, I don't have shir achila, chametz, in my house, so I'm not over the iser. The iser is don't have shir achila in your house. I didn't have a shir of achila in my house. I had a chetzi zayis. That's not the shir of achila. Of chametz v'chiv. So in Mela, there's no iser of bali rab bali matzeh. So I think it's the stark kind of the shagas arye svara. The iser is don't have a kizayis. Don't own a kizayis. I didn't own a kizayis. I haven't done anything else in my Torah. Whereas by achila, the Torah is saying, don't eat. Every bit I eat, I am eating. So this comes out to a big machlokas Rishonim here, really. We don't have so much time, so we'll just go through the basic shittos here. So Tosfos and the Meiri, they go stark like the Shagas Aryeh, all the way. They say there's no chiyuv of beer on less than a kizayis. So according to Tosfos, if it's less chetzi kizayis, you could see it in your house. You see that half a cookie sitting in your corner, leave it there. Not a problem. Tosfos says it. He says it. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says chetzi kizayis in the house is no problem. But the problem is that the Gemara also says lemaskana that if you have a chetzi kizayis in the areva, the Gemara says, not so clear what the Gemara says exactly, but the Gemara says there is a possibility of a chetzi zayis in an areva being chayv in a beer. And the Gemara talks about what the case is, if it's not asul chazik, it's not b'makom lisha, the way most Rishonim learn it, is it's saying, is if you have a chetzi zayis, but the chetzi zayis isn't bottled to the areva. It's in the part of the areva that's not used for lisha. It's not used to strengthen the areva. It's just sitting there. Let's say it's sitting stuck onto the outside of the areva. You have to get rid of its chayv beer, and that's what Rashi says. So, and most Rishonim say that. Tosfos says, no. What are you talking about? The Gemara is a favorite. There's no din beer on half a zayis. But so Tosfos says. So Tosfos, what are you going to do with that Gemara? So he says, no, really, half a zayis is no chiyuv beer. But that Gemara in a chametz in a reva, that's worse than half a zayis in your corner. The reva is worse than your corner of your house because that reva is used for eating. People eat out of this reva, and you're afraid that people are going to eat out of the reva, and they might come to eat this chetzi zayis. But eating half a zayis of chametz for sure is asur min haTorah. And therefore, that's the problem. But if you just have it in your corner, who's going to eat the half a cookie in your corner? Nobody. And therefore, as bal yirah bal yimatzeh, Tosfos says it's not a problem. And even the gabe beer, it's not a problem because we're not choshesh anyone's going to actually eat it. So that's Tosfos' shita. That goes with the shag's aryeh. But there is another mahalach here. Rashi's mahalach clearly says that there's a chiyuv beer even on a chetzi zayis. So what's he going to do? What's Rashi going to do with the Gemara about the half a zayis in the house? So Rishonim explained that the half a zayis in the house is talking about that it's meluchlach. It's something that you're not going to eat it. Meaning to say like this. When the batzek, the dough, is in that reva in a way that you're not likely to eat it, that it's in the makom lisha or it's there in a way that's going to be mechazik the kli, you're not going to come to eat it. So then, ain't a chinayim of the shears of kazayis. We wouldn't be macro unless in a kazayis. But if it's chametz that's edible, you might really eat it. So then, the shear is on a chetzi zayis. When the Gemara is talking about a chetzi zayis in a house, it's talking about the chetzi zayis is a little bit dirty, and since it's a little bit dirty, so nobody's going to eat it. And the mela, that's why it's mutter. Now, the chetzi zayis, that's clean. So in that Rishonim said, the Rishonim will go like Rashi, going to say, it's, you have to get rid of it. If you accept the premise of the Shagas Aryeh, that there's no Bal Yiron unless in Chetzik Zayis. What we could say is that in a Chinam there's no Bal Yiron in Chetzik Zayis, but there is a din of beer on Chetzik Zayis. Right? The din of beer is Rabbanon. Lamaisi, we don't want people eating it, so you have to get rid of it. Lamaisi, we see there's a number of Rishonim, though, who reject the Shagas Aryeh completely. The Maran Chalava and other Rishonim. In our sugya, they say, no, you have to get rid of the Chetzi Zayas. That Chetzi Zayas of clean, good chametz, you have to get rid of it. They say, and you'd even be over an Issa D'Raisa Bal Yiron Bal Yimatzi on a Chetzi Zayas. Maram Chalava, it's also the Rash Vishans on Daf Beis. It's also Rabbeinu David on Daf Vav. So they all say that just like this Chetzi Shir Zasur Minat Torah, by Achila, so too is Chetzi Shir Asur Minat Torah by Rabbi Matzen. It's just what comes out. Let's just say what comes out. What comes out from Tosfos is Tosfos holds less than a Kazayis is Bechlal, no problem. You can keep it in your house on Pesach. The other Rishonim, we'll quote the Maram Chalava. The Maram Chalava holds that no, that Be'etim Adin is more Chamer. If you weren't Mevatel it, it's Asur Minat Torah. If you were mevatel it, so then if it's the makam echad or the chashash could come with makam echad, we're going to be mechayev beer. If it's not the makam echad, then if the chetzi zayis is clean, as is in the revi, we'll be mechayev mevar. And if it's something that's not likely you're going to eat it, so then we'll say it's only chayev and beerer if it might come together into a shir. Okay? Now, okay, so we're really out of time, so I'm just going to say, let me just say one last point here, just about what you're looking for in Bir Chametz, just to bring it back to the Lamaisa. The Gemara says in Daf Vav, an important Gemara, I'm sure everyone dealt with, that the Gemara says, if you do Bedika, what do you have to do Bittel for? So the Gemara says, maybe it's for the Perurim. So the Gemara says, no, Perurim, you don't have to worry about. So that Gemara is telling us something very important about Bedikas Chametz, is that you're not be'etzim looking for Perurim. Whereas Gemara is saying that, what about the Perurim? What do you mean, did a Bedika? Bedika should get rid of Perurim. So apparently Bedika does not have to get rid of Perurim. Now what's interesting is L'chaira, in the Gemara, there's one interesting point that's really a stira from Daf Vav to Mem Hei. On Daf Vav, it seems like Perurim B'chal is not a problem. What about that you might sweep those Perurim together, and then you'll have a shear? Meaning, our Gemara tells us like this. Clean chametz in the Reva, even the Chetzi Zayis you have to get rid of. Dirty chametz in the house, so you only have to get rid of if it could be swept together and make a shear Kizayis. But if it could, it would be us. That Vav tells us by Perurim, even if there's, you don't have to look for Perurim Bechlal. So my kasha is why don't you have to look for Perurim? Maybe we'll sweep the Perurim together, and then you'll have a Kazayis of Makom Echad. So I just thought to say like this, just bottom line, Halacha L'maisa. L'chaira, L'gabi, what you have to search for, they were never Mechayiv you to search for a Chetzi Zayis. At least a Chetzi Zayis that's dirty. They were never Mechayiv to search for that. We never find. The Elachar is a din of Perurim. Perurim, Bechlal, what are we worried? You have to search because maybe they'll be swept together and they'll have a Kazayis. That we don't have to worry about. If you actually see in your house two Chetzi Zaysim, a cookie, half in this corner and half in that corner, then you have to worry. I'll sweep them together. And the male, even though they're bottle, we didn't bittle their bottle, but maybe it'll be swept together into a shir kazayis. So then you have to get rid of it. If it's clean, so then you also have to worry about it. Right? If it's clean, it's in your pretzel in your cabinet, that even if it's the only pretzel in your cabinet and it's less than a kazayis, you still have to get rid of it. Right? Not tosis, but let's see halacha. Okay, so that's the psak. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay? What you're looking for is either a full kazayis or a clean half kazayis. That's what you're looking for. If you actually know you have it, less than that you don't have to look for. If you actually find it, so then if it's clean and edible, you have to get rid of it. If it's not edible, then you're just worrying about either kazayis or something that could be swept together to be a kazayis. All right. Okay, Ashkech, last year, I wish you have a chakash v'sumeach.